geese. I watched them leave today, sewn into the ragged fringe of dawn in the strange half-light of an autumn morning, drawn from the line of the land and the hills and the grey mists of the sea. They slowly formed, and in some long-hidden chamber of my heart, a dark bird stirred. Last night, while I was sleeping, Enscar, my totem, was calling me, across the pounding seas of my blood, through the wild air of my dreams, and for a while I danced the mad, desperate short dance of breath inside a bird, and it was as real as ice and rock and sea and rain and death. Here is loose-winged Branta canadensis, all feathers and leathered skin and weather and the harsh voice of the wind, tearing the wet air into fragments, churning the clouds in the icy silence of 1,000 feet above the ground. And here is another, and here 10,000 more, a vast chain forged of beak and bone and muscle, hauling the world upon its axis, along a line marked 100 million years before, slowly winding the sun over the mountains and the moon across the sea. For a brief moment I knew the dark joy of parting, the strange pain of separation, and the sweet tragedy of loss. For one brief moment I could fly, and then I woke, and they were gone, leaving behind only wind and rain, bursting like tears out of the wet darkness. And since I have no wings to fly, I stay.